You're listening to Voices from the 2008 ACLU Membership Conference. I'm Matt Dellinger. With me is Evie Farnsworth, who was inspired by the death of a gay relative to become engaged in lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender issues at Hume Fogg High School in Nashville, Tennessee. She's the founding member of a student-led coalition to get the Metro Nashville School Board to expand the student non-discrimination policy to include sexual orientation. Welcome, Evie.
Thank you.
So tell me about getting involved in these issues and the hard thing that happened.
Yeah, well, you know, as it said, I had an uncle who I had actually never met him before, but as I grew up, I saw pictures of him in our house, and I have a pretty conservative side of the family, and they never really mentioned him, or when I asked about him, you know, they would just be weird about it, and then somehow, like the word gay came up somewhere, and I asked what it meant, and my family's kind of religious, and they just sort of said, like, he was gay, and he felt the wrong way, and it made him sad, so he decided he had to end it all. And I just sort of grew up for my entire life thinking something different than what, like, being gay or lesbian or anything really is. And I feared it for a long time when I was younger because of the way it was described to me. And then when I realized that it's just something that people, like, it's just a way that people are and there's nothing wrong with it at all, it's just sort of, like, I don't know, the injustice of feeling that way for my entire youth sort of inspired me to really want to educate people about, you know, how it really is, or just help people who were, you know, oppressed by people like my family who...
So you didn't know your uncle because he died when you were young?
He had died before I was born, and but it was just the way that, like, the taboo of his, you know, sexuality and everything, and the way that people told me that it was something bad instead of just the way that he was. Just really made me want to grow up for the rest of my life and help other people grow up knowing that it's not bad at all. It's just, it's important, even because people being the way that they are is the most important thing. Then,
how old were you when you found out he was gay?
I was about 8 years old, and I remember, you know, it was like, I thought that it was like kind of a disease or something, and I'd be afraid I would catch it, you know, the way that I thought about it. And so it's just, you know, if I, like, walked too close to a girl or something, I was worried that that meant that I was going to be gay, because I just had no, I thought it would, like, kill me or something, because that's what I, I thought it had, like,
strong,
killed my uncle. So just, yeah, like, I just, there was this stigma completely surrounding it when I was younger, but I don't even know when I sort of, as I grew up and just, you know, started developing a mind of my own, it just seemed so obvious, just automatically clicked for me that that wasn't at all what was true, and in fact, you know, everyone needs to be accepted, and it's just a complete way of life that, and way of being that needs to be loved by everybody and shouldn't be hated by anyone. And
did you have friends, I mean, besides your uncle, did you have peers? Did you have peers who were gay?
Yes, well, I mean, not when I was younger, but definitely, like, I go to a pretty liberal school. And yeah, lots of people are completely free to express their sexuality at my school. So yeah, like, I have lots of friends that are gay and I love them. I mean, they're wonderful, and I just, you know, and I've even, like, you know, had struggles with my sexuality myself, and it's just, you know, and so, like, I had perspectives on it from my own point of view, which, you know, the moment that I had trouble with it, people, were pretty cruel about it, and so I had that experience of it, and then also seeing other people have to deal with it who, you know, just watching other people get victimized is something that, you know, shouldn't happen. So,
but in your school, it's a safe environment, you think?
It has become that way. It's like, and I think it's just by, like, my class, my incoming class, my freshman year, it's just, it's gotten better and better as the years have gone on, because, like, the GSA was new when I had arrived, and people were sort of very, I don't know, scared by it or something like that. Because
the GSA is?
Gay Straight Alliance.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm sorry. The Gay Straight Alliance, and people didn't really understand what it was, and they thought that it was something that, you know, we were trying to convince people to be gay or something. But then now, like, entering into my senior year, it's just something people are used to.
So, and there's a slow generational shift maybe going on in
already, just over 3 years, my school changed so much.
So tell me about your coalition and who are its members and what are your goals?
Okay. Well,
I'm sorry, there's a pigeon flying around.
That's
up there.
Okay. I can handle the pigeon. over the summer in June 2007, the former GSA president and myself and then another former Hume Fox student, that's the name of my high school, we just, like, at the Pride Festival, there was an ACLU table, and the president just went and, you know, asked what if we could do anything, if we could just work with the ACLU affiliate. Her name was Christine Sun, and she said yes, so then we just had a meeting the next week, and we were just kind of like, well, we want to advance gay rights, how do we do that? And at the end of the meeting, we ended up coming up with the idea of trying to push for an anti-discrimination policy that would include sexual orientation and gender identity, because at the, like, currently our student handbook doesn't have any enumerated characteristics at all. So, you know, and there have been stories of principals just choosing to ignore the fact that a gay student is being harassed because they can. So, and that was our goal, was to get that policy enacted. And I have a copy of it somewhere if you want me to read it.
Did you succeed?
Well, actually, tomorrow on June 10th is when they actually vote on it. But we presented it to the school board on April 8th, and it was so well received. And everyone really supported it. You know, the room was overflowing with supporters who wanted to come. And the school board members were all really impacted by it. And, you know, we had met with them, like about four or five of them prior to the meeting, and so almost everyone was supportive already. And so it was just, it was amazing because, you know, Nashville, Tennessee is where I'm from.
Right.
And, you know, they have a general tendency to, you know, we're reputed to be homophobic generally. And we thought that there would be so much opposition, but there really wasn't. I mean, people just understood that this was a change that needs to happen, and that was really inspiring and amazing. So.
And your efforts have been recognized now by the ACLU. You won one of 15 $5,000 scholarships for your outstanding work protecting civil liberties. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And what are your plans? What are your college plans?
Well, I've looked into, I'm going to University of Tennessee, Knoxville, and I've researched the organizations, and they don't have anything remotely. They don't have an ACLU organization. They don't have Amnesty International. They don't have a GSA. Anything like that. And my initial plan, just what I want to do as soon as I get there, is to at least start something along the lines of a Gay Straight Alliance, or just, you know, get the ACLU instated in there, because there's just nothing at all like that. And I would really, I think that it could use a lot of it, because it's, you know, there's nothing, there's not very many liberal tendencies there either. So I really want to, you know, improve it, because I feel like anyone who has like trouble with their sexuality or anything, like, you know, would be pretty oppressed at that school. So
yeah. In your scholarship essay, you mentioned working for peace, but you're not an anti-war activist. What did you mean by peace?
I think that peace is, you know, people being able to feel at peace with themselves without being oppressed by other people or harassed by other people. I think that if people just treat each other well, and, you know, that can go in a worldly sense, if, you know, if the entire world just could accept each other. But when I think about it, I just mostly think about just the individuals around us. It doesn't have to be some huge general statement of peace. What I want more than anything is for people to accept each other, because, you know, without acceptance and with bigotry and hatred, you know, we can't really go forward in this world with each other. So,
yeah. Evie Farnsworth, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Voices from the 2008 ACLU Membership Conference. You can hear more of these conversations at the website aclu.org, and you can subscribe to the podcast feed through the iTunes Music Store. Just search for ACLU. This is Matt Dellinger.